Indigenous Rights Radio, because knowledge is power. Catherine Muripanga Aiken gives us some words of advice on working for the rights of our peoples.
Kia ora, my name's Catherine Muripanga Aiken, and I come from the Māori peoples of Te Rarawa in Aotearoa, New Zealand. I'm representing them here at the Permanent Forum. I'm often thinking about the juncture between this political work and campaigning back home. Like when I came to the World Conference last year, they had that big march, right, in through New York. And I'm just thinking about if there are ways where those of us who work in this political and policy space can connect better with those on the ground, like even with NGOs like, Greenpeace or 360.org or, you know, local ones, more domestic back in our own countries. I think and faith-based groups, aren't they? They've got their voice on Indigenous issues and climate issues and such is really ramping up these days, and that's so good to see. So I believe, you know, if we're going to go up against the juggernaut of corporates who have all the currency and the money, I mean, the finance, because Indigenous peoples don't, but we have strengths, other strengths, and they will in the end prevail. I encourage people to read that book. It's David and Goliath by Malcolm Gladwell, I think it is. And it talks about the underdog going up against the big dude, and for us to critically analyze the Achilles heels and the weaknesses in those big power, you know, powers that be, because they're not all that actually. When you look at them, they do have weaknesses. We just got to figure out what they are and use all the potential we have and we have so many strengths. We have to galvanize those strengths, and one of those strengths is numbers, of course. The obvious one is numbers. The obvious one is we are the citizens of our countries, so citizens need to stand up, whether you're Indigenous or otherwise, whether you're part of the business sector, because there are some socially minded business and industry out there, and they're growing in numbers. There are, you know, philanthropists from very rich families. You know, I don't hate people for being rich, but I get, you know, I love it when they realize, you know, my family got its wealth not through very nice means historically, and my generation in this family is going to say, now I want to help a good cause that's supporting planet Earth, not destroying it. So there are people out there. Go actively looking for them and the opportunities to galvanize the people power and take back, you know, the planet from those corporates and those bad states that aren't doing nice things for us. We can do it. Always ever hopeful. Always, always have hope.
For more information on this and other Indigenous issues, visit cs.org/rights.